W2T.
How you doing, Rusty? We're just, headed to pay the water bill. Oh, ride around.
You got something to do today, and all I've got to leave out of here in a few minutes. I'm just between things real quick. Got to leave out of here in a few minutes. Got to run up to Wally World, pick up a couple of things. And then go buy Batteries Plus and check for something they got there that they're supposed to have in stock that I need. And then from there, I guess I'll come back to the house and I'll, so I don't get caught out in all the rainstorms today we're supposed to be having.
Well, that we were. It is kind of very cloudy up here. We're just going up North 101. But the weather's supposed to get somewhat better, I thought. Feels better outside anyways this morning when I went out to get the paper.
You know, they were just calling, they were forecasting thunderstorms for today. So, you know, it you never can tell. It's just, you have to go and see what's going to happen, you know.
That's a fact. Well, the mountains up here north of us are, the clouds are down against them. Well, I see the neighbor was out mowing grass this morning bright and early, which she very rarely ever mows grass. And when she does, she just absolutely skims it down to nothing, because it's basically all she's got is weeds, and she don't care. But now, it looks like a bunch of gopher mounds out there because we had 1 inch of rain yesterday.
The way mine gets looking sometimes, and I just wonder about it, but, you know, my yard man comes over and takes care of it for me and makes it looking pretty, as pretty as you can, it can get, considering what kind of land I've got out there. So, anyway, well, and I'll, yeah, the rain, you know, the rain was there. I knew we were going to get it, so, you know, we deal with that, I guess, as we go.
Bernice said the ground was really dry, more so than you would think, after getting 3 inches the other day. But we had put out some bifenthrin. We had some armyworms start to eat our grass there in the backyard. So that ought to disperse it really well, and so we're happy about that. No, the neighbor's yard is solid dandelions, very little grass, and fire ants. So she's got lots of those. She's young. She don't care. But the gopher mounds I was talking about are clumps of wet grass. And you just don't mow grass after an inch of rain the next morning. It don't make a lot of sense. Anyways, you live and learn. I'll let you go. We're pulling in here to the drive-thru to pay the water bill and maybe catch you later. This is NZOTR.
All right, I'll holler at you when I get on the road. I'll be out there in a little while. Talk to you later. W2T.
7J Mobile.
Good morning, Mom. How you doing?
How you doing today? We're doing good here. It's kind of still wanting to rain here a little bit, but it's more or less misting and sprinkling. Every time I go outside to work on the antenna, it starts sprinkling again, so I don't know. But I got the boom drilled and I got the elements all cut, so I'll pick up my bolts and nuts and stuff on Friday and should be able to assemble it.
This is NZOTR. Well, I don't often say whenever we're going anywhere, but we're going towards ND7J at a place called Grandad's. And just leaving. And did you get your TV antenna up?
Going in a different direction, Tom. I purchased two fire sticks, they're called. And they're like a Roku, a little adapter. And then with that, you're able to download a little application called Kubi Cable Cutters. And for $20 a month, I get 3,450 channels that I can stream in on. And I did one to try it out. and also I'm converting the other TVs over, so I don't need the antenna.
This is NZ0TR. Well, you know, that must be what Chad's got. He was talking about 1,300 or 1,400 channels. If you get time, text me that whenever you get time. I know you're busy. Or just a name or something, and I can Google it. We get most of everything we want in that Spectrum system we got. It's only $20 a month. And that's good, but I don't get Fox News, and I'd like to have Fox News.
It's not 1,300, it's 3,400, 3,452 or something like that. And you get Fox, CBS, NBC, CNN, I mean, every single one of them. And you go through and you can select, let's say, Fox News in your area. So I can get Fox News Asheville, or I can get Fox News National. I can get CBS in my area, you know, in Spartanburg or in Asheville. I can get all of them. I get MeTV, Cozy TV, TV Land, all the sports channels you can only think of, all the NASCAR channels, all the old stuff, everything that you can only think of in under the sun, literally thousands of channels. And so my cable TV bill now, after I purchased the Fire Sticks, which was actually the same amount as it would have been to purchase an antenna, I've got, it's $20 a month for 3,400 plus channels.
Good Lord. There's nothing that can compete with that. That's mind-boggling, 3,400 channels. God, where'd you hear about that at?
And all my nephews up north in Michigan use that. And like I said, I bought one Fire Stick and put it on the TV in my office and downloaded this little app. For one, it's $10 a month. For two TVs, it's $15. And for three TVs, it's $20. And you can actually get up to five TVs. For five TVs, if you want, it's $25 a month. Now, the only deal is you got to have the Fire Stick to make it work. And those cost about $35 a piece or something like that.
That's just an initial investment. Wow. Well, thanks, Bob. I'll think about that. I'm not one to change, you know. I'm getting a little older, and we're getting up towards the land room. I might get choppy.
Apples, I guess, are pretty close to being in season now. I'm sure, I think the Apple Festival's coming up here pretty soon, too. So you're probably going up there at the right time.
I don't want to go near that place during the Apple Festival. That's why we're going today. I've been calling, and the Honeycrisps come in, and that's what we like. I don't want to go near crowds. In fact, we got our flu shot yesterday because they're saying there may be a twindemic now, of all things. So, these people are not wearing the mask like I did last year. They're figuring the flu season may be a bummer. So we got them about a month early. They don't bother us anyways. They're a dead virus. You just take your shot and move on.
That's up there on 64 East, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Well, make sure when you go in there, you try one of their fried apple pies. They are really, really good. Also, their apple turnovers, if you get them fresh and warm, they're really, really good. Probably not as good as Bernice's, but if you get them warm, they're pretty doggone good.
Oh, I'd say they are, Mom. They're donuts. They're apple cinnamon donuts. We always get half a dozen or a dozen of those. Depends upon the kids want any back home. Yeah, that's far uptown as you can get. We love those things.
Probably twice during the apple season and go on a weekday in the morning like that when it's not real crowded. And usually we'll get pumpkins and apples and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it takes us about 3 minutes to get there. So anyway, today I've been working on my second five-element beam. The first one's all finished and put together. I got a I got to tighten up a couple of elements because I need to measure some screws and stuff that I got to pick up for the second one. And the second one, all of the elements are cut, and the boom, I drove all the holes in the boom today and got it all ready. So probably by the end of the week, I should have both five elements done and ready.
What band is it for, Bob? You already got a 40 up there.
2 5-element beams for 6 meters.
Oh, okay. I should have known. Yeah, have you been doing pretty good on 6? I don't mess with that one.
I do about 70 countries right now on 6, and that was on the stacked 3 elements. So I imagine next year when the season opens back up with the 5s up there, I'm hoping I'm going to do even better.
Yeah, I would think so. You get some gain there. Well, that's awesome. That's really commendable on 6 meters because it's the magic band, and if it's there, it's there, and if it ain't, it ain't.
Really good openings this year. I missed one or two of them, but I was around for most of them. I was gone traveling for one of them. That was a real good one. But I missed that one. But I worked Japan, and I've worked some pretty good ones on 6. So those beams were definitely working and doing their job. So I hope I see improvement on the 5 elements.
Was that FT8, or was you doing CW or voice, Mom?
FT8. However, I did do several sideband as well.
It's about all there's been out there, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think, you know, next year, the year after, it's going to, things are going to just continue to get better. There is stuff to work out there if you want to spend time in the chair. There's a lot of stuff. 17 and 14, 17 meters and 20 meters, I mean, were open real good yesterday, and they have been open quite a bit. I've worked, I worked Fiji, and I've worked some other pretty good ones. So they're out there for sure. It's just a matter of actually doing it, you know.
You see it come back, Bob. I can't wait. Well, Bob, we're getting in real close to land room, and you know how that gets. It's great to hear you this morning, and congratulations on those 71 countries. That's great. We'll talk to you down the line, because I know this gets crappy up here for a while, this Cinder LTR.
Yeah, and I'm actually pulling into the eye glass center here. I got to get an adjustment on my glasses real quick. So good to hear you both. Enjoy Granddad's up there. And don't eat too many donuts. Let Bernice have one or two. Y'all have a good day. NT7J clear.